Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 20th para, 20th juz was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the ruku'ah, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned the punishments which had come down upon previous nations because of their wrongdoings, because of their kufr and shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is full of praises. All praises only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is worthy of all praises. The punishment which Allah ta'ala had given to these people was because they forgot the ihsan and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's favors upon them are so much. And a person who forgets the favors of somebody and he goes against you, then the person is not worthy of punishment. After so much of explanation was given to them, so many signs over and over, the Anbiya alayhi salam came to them and still too they were not prepared to accept. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them from the surface of the earth. So all praises are only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person wants safety from the punishment, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ, the Anbiya alayhi salam, the servants of Allah ta'ala, who Allah ta'ala has chosen, there is salamati, there is peace upon such people. So when a person will come into that in their lifestyle, their teachings, he will be safe and protected. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better? Or whatever you are making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down for you from the skies water. And by means of it, he has given you beautiful plantations and crops. And it was not possible for you to grow your own trees, your own plantations. A person just puts the seed in the ground. But it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the permission of Allah ta'ala, that the plants come into existence. How can you have any God? Is there any other deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, who is the one who has made the earth a place, a firm place where a person can easily remain on the earth, can move around. Allah has made all the different rivers. Allah has made firm mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made between the oceans barriers, between the salt and the salty and the sweet water also Allah has got barriers. Between different oceans also Allah has got barriers. Then who is that one who, when a person is in difficulty and distress, he calls out to him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes difficulty. Who is that being who has made you the Khalifa and Vicegerent of Allah Ta'ala on the earth? Who is the one who guides you in the darkness of the day, of the land, in the land and in the ocean when it's completely dark by means of stars? Allah Ta'ala has kept different signs in the world. Who is the one who sends down rain, the winds as the glad tidings before the coming of rains? It is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Who is that being who has created you the first time? Who is the being who will create you a second time? Who is the being who gives you rosy and sustenance from the heavens and the earth? Allah Ta'ala is making the plants grow. And Allah is sending down the rain. Ilahumma Allah. Is there any other deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favors and ihsan and kindness are extremely great. But they, unfortunately, these people, one of the main problems they had was that they disbelieved in the life of the year after. That they had doubt about it. They said, how can it be that when we are sand and we are gone in the ground, then we will come back alive again? And our forefathers were given the same promises. It's all stories. It is just tales and narrations. And we don't believe in this year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers them and explains that definitely Qiyamah is a reality. And the one punishment already took place in this world. Go travel in the earth and see the people, how Allah ta'ala punished the wrongdoers, the evildoers. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create people on the second time on the day of Qiyamah is nothing difficult. If you look at the signs of Allah's qudrat in the world and you will see all of these great, great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will understand that Allah, how He changes the day into the night. It's complete darkness, everything is dead. And now suddenly the day comes. And you see everything coming back to life again. So similarly, when everyone is dead in the ground, if Allah gives everyone life a second time, what difficulty is there? And you will have to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does any, brings, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. A person who brings a good action, that for him is far, far better. As I mentioned yesterday also, that not just مَنْ فَعَلَ الْحَسَنَةِ, a person who just does a good action. But we have to bring it safe on the day of Qiyamah. A person that he has to do the action and it has to be done with ikhlas and sincerity. And then also he must not lose the action, destroy the action sometimes by posting or by showing off or whatever. So we have to actually bring the action on the day of Qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for him he is much, much better. And he will be saved from the fears of that day. But on the other hand, a person who brings an evil action, he didn't make tawbah, he didn't repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his face will be flung in the fire of Jahannam. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be among the Muslims. Muslim means a person who is completely subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one great way of this, wa natluwa al-Quran. Make sure you are making tilawat of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded here. He also must make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Recite the Quran Sharif. By means of reciting the Quran Sharif, hidayat comes into a person, obviously with the incorrect intention. Man ihtada fa innama yahtadi li nafsi. If you get hidayat, you are only getting hidayat for yourself. You're not causing any, you are becoming misguided. then there's no harm coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then tell them, innama ana minal munzirin, I'm just warning you people, and soon you will see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are negligent, Allah knows exactly well what you are doing. The next is Suratul Qasas. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This surah was revealed, one certain portion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken out of Makkah Mukarramah, and he was going to Madinah Munawwarah and Hijrat. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very sad, and he's leaving Makkah Mukarramah, and he's saying, oh Makkah, you are the most beloved land in my sight, and if my people had not taken me out, I would have definitely not, I would have never left you. What a Mubarak and blessed place. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a heavy heart, is leaving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry, one time you'll come back as a conqueror and you will take over the place. And this same example is like that of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he also had to leave his place with great fear, but eventually how he comes back with great honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys his enemies. So this is a glad tidings Allah ta'ala has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a similar glad tidings is given now for the end of time when Hazrat Mahdi will come, the enemies of all Islam will try to look at all ways and means to destroy him before he comes, even finding out where he is, trying to kill him. All different ways they will try. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such, he will come suddenly, and Allah's protection will be with him. And eventually, where the Muslims were completely down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist him. So this is Allah ta'ala's system in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he mentions the whole incident of Musa alayhi salam in great detail, where Firaun, the first thing what he wanted to do was to divide the people, in like how the colonists had done, the imperialists had done. They divided the strength of the people, so people cannot work together as powerful and defeat them. So he put the people in different groups. And then he heard that one youngster will be born, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one youngster will be born, people had a dream, he will destroy the kingdom of Firaun. So he made a law that all the babies must be killed. So anyhow, the children were being killed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect somebody, nobody can cause harm to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam's mother, she was inspired that she must breastfeed him for a certain while, and when she fears for his life, she must put him into the river. Outwardly, the river is a place of destruction, but she obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she put him in a place of destruction. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that because she obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, goodness came out from there. That Firaun and his people were going past. The wife of Firaun, she said that she saw the Musa alayhi salam going in the basket. She took him. She said, don't ever kill him, and she wants to bring him up in her house. And now Firaun, they were looking for a breastfeeding mother, nobody else. The child was prepared to accept, except the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So now when Firaun saw the day, he said, okay, he didn't know it was the mother. He said, I'll pay you every month. So the person who was supposed to kill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, Firaun had to actually pay for his own upbringing. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lived now in the palace of Firaun, and he grew up. And Allah ta'ala wanted to teach him, it's a form of tarbiyat, that you grow up as a hakim, as a ruler, and you see the life of these people, so you will have, you won't have any respect and honor for it. A person who grows up in that lifestyle, he doesn't have honor for already. The person sometimes comes from a poor family, and then he sees the rich people, and he gets honor for these people are so rich, and they're so like fortunate in life, whereas they got nothing at all. But here, Musa alayhi salam grew up in that. So in this way, Allah ta'ala made his tarbiyat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make another tarbiyat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to live as a life, as a mahkum, as somebody is being ruled. Not the hakim now, not the ruler, but the person who is being ruled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a system where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was forced to leave Misr, and he goes to Madian, and he comes to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam runs out fearing for his life, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he's sitting into a certain well, and then two women he sees, they are staying away from the men. These women had the shame and haya within them, stayed away from the men. We can't go next to the men. When the men finish feeding the animals, getting the water, we will come. So he asks, what is the condition with you people? They say, we are waiting until all these other men go away. Our father is an old man. They give an excuse also that we are feeling ashamed to come here and to do this work. But our father is an old man. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave water for them. And then he went to the shade and he made dua to Allah ta'ala. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. A very beautiful dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, I'm completely muhtaj and in need of whatever goodness you can send down upon me. Ulama say that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately sent the woman. Musa alayhi salam got a wife also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got a job also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam eventually got nabuwat also. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got a sohbat and company of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Great things he got by means of this dua. Rabbi inni lima antalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, I'm completely muhtaj and in need of whatever goodness you can send to me. So anyhow, that one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam came back to him. They told her father, he asked, how come you came back so early? He said, no, this man helped us and assisted us. He said, how can you leave him? He's a stranger calling to our house. She comes to him, al-istihya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action of this woman so much. How she walked to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, her head lowered, and she came on the side. She was not walking in the middle of the road. And she comes to Musa alayhi salam, lowers her voice and says, my father is calling you. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, okay, but you walk behind me. It mustn't happen. My gaze falls upon you. So Musa alayhi salam walks in front, and she walks behind. And he says, whenever you want to take a turn, if there's a turn, then just throw a pebble, so you don't have to speak to me also. So this was the shame and the haya and modesty among those people. So anyhow, in a few words, Allah says, Allah istihya, with shame and with sharam, with this quality of shame, she comes to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes, and Shuaib alayhi salam says, you can stay here for 8 years or 10 years, and you get married to one of my daughters. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam accepts. After 10 years, now his tarbiyat has been made to a great extent. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is told to go back, he decides to go back to Misr. And on the way there, he gets nabuwat. Then he is now sent to Firaun to go and call his people, Firaun towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes there, and he's giving them da'wah, he's showing them all the clear miracles, these people are not prepared to accept. And eventually, Firaun is completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys Firaun with his qudrat and power, giving great tidings to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also his enemies like Abu Jahal and all of these people will eventually be destroyed. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, he also had to make hijrat. Like how Musa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah ta'ala had given Musa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followers. So you owe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also have a whole jamaat of people who will eventually follow you. And they will be your followers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in, he got the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. And what a big jamaat of people who are now following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all those who opposed you, and they remain on kufr and steadfast on kufr, how they eventually were destroyed in the battle of Badr at the hands of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then eventually other conquests took place. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of his great signs, certain doubts which the people had. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get Nabuwa, for example? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala can do as he wants to. No one else has got a choice in the world. And he knows exactly well what is in the hearts of people. Who must he give a certain responsibility and function to? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his qudrat and power. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make the light forever and forever till the day of Qiyamah, is there any God and deity besides Allah who will bring the light back to you people? There's nobody besides Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala has to make the day forever till the day of Qiyamah, which God and deity is there besides Allah ta'ala who will bring the night to you in which you can have rest? Subhanallah, sleep is a great bounty of Allah ta'ala. Not the sleep only, but the night also is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afallah, can't you understand from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made for you the night. Allah has made for you the day. So you can rest in the night. You can rest in part of the day. You can seek the grace. You can go out in the daytime and work and earn your rozi and sustenance. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And you must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the night? How many of us make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the day? How many of us make shukr to Allah ta'ala for rest which we are getting in there? How much of us make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the rozi which a person is going and is earning? It is only the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is open a shop and no one comes in the shop, who is the one who puts it in the heart of a person? These people must come to my shop, they must buy from me. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants His grace. Muslims, non-Muslim people, it's not our own kamal and perfection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the next incident of the Qarun. He also had a bata'ali, command, pride, arrogance within himself, and how eventually he was destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he was from the qawm of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it doesn't matter if you are qawm of a Nabi also, but if you choose kufr and disbelief, a person will be destroyed. And Allah ta'ala had given him so much of treasures, that's the keys of it, a very big, huge jamaat, a powerful jamaat that you carry, just the keys of the treasures. His people told him, don't be boastful, don't have pride within yourself. Allah hates the quality of pride. And they said that he gave him advices, وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ What Allah has granted to you, it's not your own kamal and perfection, Allah has granted it to you. Seek the akhirat, the life of the year after with it. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And do not forget your portion of the dunya. Mufassirin mentioned the three meanings of this. One meaning is that, do not forget your portion in the dunya. What portion you want to send it to the akhirat? Is the taqid, is an emphasis of the ayat before this, of the wording before this year. Don't forget your portion in this dunya. Take everything with you to the akhirat. Take your portion to the akhirat. Another meaning ulama says, do not forget your portion of this dunya. It doesn't mean you must spend all your money in the akhirat now, and you forget your family, your good rights, fulfilling the rights of your wife, your children. A person is spending all his money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, is not fulfilling his other responsibilities. If it's done correctly, fulfilling our responsibilities, person will get rewarded for it also. So do not forget your portion of the dunya. And the third beautiful meaning also, which ulama have mentioned, do not forget your portion of the dunya. What are you taking of the dunya with you? It's your qabr. It's your shroud. That's your portion of the dunya. Nothing else. You come in this world empty-handed. When you leave this world, you also leave empty-handed. But the only one thing is, out of respect for a person, we give him a shroud and we put him in a grave. So this, and there's a few planks which is kept with the person. This is the only portion of dunya. So do not forget your portion of dunya. When you remember what is your portion of dunya, then it's easy for a person now to spend in the akhirat, to spend for the akhirat, to prepare for the life of the akhirat. And wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. How Allah has done good to you, you do good to other people also. Allah is all Allah's favors upon you, so you also be kind to them, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given you this wealth. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not cause corruption in the earth. Do not move around destroying, committing gunas and sins with this wealth. Normally when wealth comes to a person, then a person uses it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He breaks the commands of Allah ta'ala. He feels, I can do whatever I want to. And the more wealth comes to a person, more pride comes to a person. Look at Qarun. He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. What you talking that I got this money from Allah. I got it because of my own know-how, my own knowledge. I was very intelligent. I got all of these businesses and I built up my empire slowly, slowly. You know how I started off and today I've got a big, huge empire. Doesn't he know? Allah Ta'ala says that Allah had destroyed people before him who had even more wealth than him, who were more powerful than him and had gathered much more wealth than him. So there were people in the past who were even more wealthy than him. And he came out to amongst his people with all his wealth and his pomp and grandeur. Those people who intend this worldly life, they said, Ya laytana mithla ma utiya Qarun. If only we had what Qarun had. He's such a fortunate person. A person who's got all of these bounties. He's really a fortunate person. Whereas in another place of the Quran, Allah mentions the person who's got the quality of sabr. The person who can, وَمَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. The person who's got sifat and qualities in him. He's a person who is fortunate. But yeah, these people store the outward wealth. It's something of greatness. But the people who have been given knowledge, and who are the people who have been given knowledge? Those people who have made the object of life akhirat. The opposite of yuridun al-hayat al-dunya, those people who have been, who desire akhirat, who are granted knowledge, they said, waylakum, destruction be to you, woe to be. Why are you looking at the things of this dunya? Sawabullahi, the reward of Allah is far, far better for those who have got iman and do good actions. And only the people who have got sabr, who have got this quality of control over themselves. وَمَا يُلَقَّى إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. As the place Allah mentions, that's ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. That is the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who will get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something to go after. The Qarun, the same things which he had pride over. It is Allah ta'ala's system that a person has got pride over a certain thing. Like Firaun had pride over the rivers of Misr. They are all under my control. Allah ta'ala used the same rivers of Misr to destroy Firaun. Qarun had pride over the land and the ground which he had. Allah Ta'ala used the same ground to swallow up Qarun. And he and his whole, whatever all his bounties and whatever like his house and everything was completely destroyed. When a person will use something in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will take the same thing and make it an azab and punishment for that person and destroy that person by means of it. And if a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sometimes he has to go against certain things, Allah Ta'ala will use that same thing. It will become of benefit to that person. Outwardly it seems it was harm to that person. But he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will change it. It will become a means of benefit for that person. Now the people of dunya who were yesterday crying and I wish I was like that person, they now realize that this dunya is nothing at all. And Allah ta'ala protected and saved us from falling into his fitna when they saw the destruction of Qarun. So all the people of the dunya, we're looking at them, that they've got wealth, and they've got palaces, and they've got moving for holidays, and they've got all of the things of dunya. Really, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the dunya was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given the kuffar one drop of water to drink. And one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that this dunya compared to the akhirat is like one of you taking your finger and putting it in the ocean water and taking it out. And then one drop compared to that whole ocean, one drop compared to the ocean, one bucket of water is 1 liter, 20,000 droplets of water. One drop compared to the bucket is 20,000 times greater. And what is the size of the ocean? How many billions and billions of times greater is akhirat? We cannot even imagine. So Allah said, Tilka darul akhirat, that life of akhirat, we have prepared for those people. La yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wa la fasada. Who do not intend pride and arrogance in the world. They do not want to commit guna and sin in the world. This is the life of akhirat. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqin. The final result is for those people who've got the quality of taqwa within themselves. Allah has kept what and what Allah has kept for them in the year after. So don't look at the things of this dunya and the enjoyments of this world. But turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because remember, kullu shayin halikun illa wajah. Everything in this world will eventually be destroyed, except what was done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or except the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remain forever. Build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remain forever. And those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them everlasting life. enjoyable life, life of akhirat forever and forever. Allah make us amongst those people who build up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next surah, Suratul Ankabut, which is also called Suratul Ibtila, Suratul Imtihan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions examinations in life, that you are living in this world, there will be examinations. It's not a smooth sailing life. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّ تَرَكُوا. Do people think that they will be left to say, we believe, and they won't be tested in life? All the people in the past also, Allah ta'ala tested them, they went through examinations in their life. And a person who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, your life is coming to an end. You have to pass away one day. Make a bit of mujahada and sacrifice. Whatever sacrifice you are doing, Allah is, you are making sacrifice for yourself. Allah is independent, Allah ta'ala doesn't need it. And sometimes, your own parents, وَوَسْفَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ وَحَسْنَا. We have commanded you, must be kind to your parents. But if they command you now to break the commands of Allah ta'ala, to make shirk and take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever follow them. Because remember, my right is first. You have to come back to me and I will inform you exactly of your actions which you had done. So this is one examination in life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are certain people who become like murtad. They are on the borderline. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are tested, then they actually leave iman because of the sea. Allah protect and save us from the sea. And it's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must give us afiyat. Because we are very weak people. A small imtihan can come in our life. فَذَا الْفَقْرُ أَيَّكُونَ كُفْرًا. Sometimes poverty is a means. It takes a person out of iman. It takes a person into kufr and disbelief. Just for a bit of dunya, we think Allah has protected and saved us from such kind of poverty in our life. We haven't seen it. We should always make dua to Allah ta'ala for afiyat. Because our iman, we know ourselves how weak our iman is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions the incidence of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, 950 years, how much he gave da'wat, how much of difficulty he went, what imtihan he was given. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he actually leave his house and go away from his house and he was banished. But he made all of the sacrifices, people who wanted to kill him or they wanted to burn him. But Allah ta'ala protected and saved him. Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, he also was taken out of his house. And how Allah's help and assistance came to the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels came to him and said, we are going to destroy Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and Lut alayhi salam's people. They were like the ruhani spiritual children of the Anbiya alayhi salam of any nation. So Ibrahim alayhi salam would have been a bit saddened. So Allah gave him glad tidings beforehand. Don't worry that you lose out those that progeny. But Allah is going to give you a progeny far better and superior. You're going to get a child and grandchild and they're going to continue spreading your message. And the Bani Israel, all the people will accept Iman. So many of your progenies, eventually Bani Ismail, Allah will give you all of these great bounties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this here, and the past nations, they were destroyed. The Anbiya alayhim salam were protected. And finally Allah ta'ala ends the paraya with the story of the example of the spider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever holds anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend is like a spider who has made a house. The most weakest of houses are the house of the spiders. A person just takes a broom and one shot and is completely broken and destroyed. Similarly, those people who make friends and deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are holding on something which is extremely weak and which can be destroyed in a split second. So do not hold and keep ta'alluq with anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that rope and that firm which a person holds firm unto, and the person will be successful. Allah ta'ala will remain forever and forever. That person also, Allah with help and assistance will be with such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.